Good afternoon. We're back. I'm Leo Brown. Happy to be with you. Leo Brown, Almost Hour. Culture, Current Events, Our Catholic Faith, 50 minutes every afternoon. BBC apparently streamlining and trying to get a focal point when it comes to what they do. And I think that most would say that, I think I heard Mike Allen talking about this just a day or so ago, that he values the perspective that the BBC brings to the news, and certainly this global approach that we as Americans, we simply don't have. Even in some of our best journalism, we don't have that particular worldview that comes from the BBC. But they have also diversified to the point that they're a bit bloated as far as their products offerings are concerned, and now losing money on some of those to the point that they are beginning to look at how to save £15 million just from eradicating the BBC Food, News Magazine, Newsbeat, and I Wonder. I'm not familiar with any of those products, but I guess they're all BBC-oriented. BBC Food obviously has the brand, but if you're kind of known for a global perspective on the news, do you need to be known for the food side of that as well? Maybe there are others who could do that with better focus. So there's something very interesting about having such a specific focus in what you do and the way you do it and going with your strengths, right? There's something pretty cool about that. So we'll see where this leads them as far as their focal point, and of course, basically just being economically viable. That's very important for companies to do. So I posted this over on my Facebook page, Leo C. Brown. You can follow me there. Crux Now, which is a Catholic perspective on many news items. John L. Allen Jr., his news platform here. And basically, the Wednesday audience of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, focused on what we do and how we care for those most in need, right? Those especially in poverty. And essentially, his warning is, if we ignore the poor, we despise God. And he says, we must learn this well. Ignoring the poor is despising God, he says. God's mercy, he said, is related to our mercy towards our neighbor. And if the latter is lacking, then so is God's, because it finds no place in our closed heart. It can't enter. And I've heard it said, and I've heard Father Larry Richards say this, and then I think I've heard it was attributed originally to Dorothy Day. So don't hold me to where this originated, but it's a beautiful quote. It's something to remind us, and it's a way we can remember, and that is, we love God only as much as the person we like the least, right? And that, wow, right? That's really... That's telling when we start breaking that down and going, who do I like the least? And just exactly how least do I like them? Because if we start that inventory, we may discover that, especially as we look again at how least amount of like there is in our heart for certain individuals, and we realize, wow, that's kind of where we limit our love of God. And that's a powerful exercise and something that we all need to consider. And then when you look at, well, who are the poor, right? Who are those? And this is what the goats ask in Matthew 25, when the sheep and goats are separated, and they're baffled by this, right? I mean, they're certain. They didn't even know they were a goat until they get there, right? They thought they were in the sheepfold. And then suddenly they're getting separated out, and they're going, what's happening here? Why, how has this happened? I was good all my life. I was there at daily mass. I was praying the rosary every day. I had 12 hours a week of adoration and sometimes marathons of 24 hours on my knees the entire time. Lord, what are you talking about? When do we see this? What is this, right? And this is what he's saying. He's saying, when you basically denied whatever, affection, attention, just common decency and dignity, when all of this was stripped from those, now he gets specific and says things like, you know, naked and not clothed, then hungry and not fed, thirsty and not given drink, sick and not given attention, all of these very specific references. But that picture is much bigger. And it's something that we have to realize is a mandate of the faith. That is, it's not something that we just kind of get to think, well, yeah, that's okay for some people. As I've said before, it wasn't until reading Pope Benedict XVI and really embracing the understanding of the Beatitudes that this is a call to discipleship. It's not, well, yeah, that's great if you're a peacemaker. Good for you. Yeah. You're pure of heart. Great. You'll see God. Terrific. I'm just not there. It's not like the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's not that some get certain things and others don't. It's not that at all. We are called to this. This is the new commandment. Right? This is the new covenant. It's what we are called to do, is to live this life of beatitudinal living, which takes grace to do. I love this prayer. I found it and stole it from a friend of mine who I think had stolen it from another friend. I'm not sure how it worked, but nonetheless, you know, that's what happens on Facebook. We post and repost, but it's a prayer from Mother Teresa. And she says, well, it's a quote, not a prayer, forgive me. It's a quote from Mother Teresa about praying. I'm sorry. She says, I used to pray that God would feed the hungry or do this and that, but now I pray that he will guide me to do whatever I'm supposed to do, what I can do. I used to pray for answers, but now I'm praying for strength. I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us, and we change things. And I think when you think about that type of prayer, and I've shared this before, but as a very confused young 20-something, living this weird amalgamation of bizarre Eastern philosophy beliefs and my own code of conduct, which was pretty loose, pretty morally loose, I was enamored by this nun. Well, I've said before, I didn't know she was Catholic. I didn't know that any, I knew she was a nun. I knew she was called Mother Teresa. That's all I knew. And I knew that she was amazing. I knew that there was something so beautiful about this woman. That's all I knew. And it was so inspiring to see her address heads of state, to have these amazing platforms that she had. And again, you know, this was the height of her attention, really, in the early 90s, when she was getting an amazing platform. And to watch and see and realize what she was doing and why she was doing it, it had an impact on me as a kid who really was clueless. But now, after becoming Catholic and realizing more of what I realize, I see the beautiful beckon of that lifestyle of Mother Teresa. And, you know, even amid my insanity of being so far off the rails with faith or morals, I still had an ethical code of sorts that I certainly wanted to treat people well. I wanted to reach out and help and do what I could, where I could, with what I could. And again, it was an inspiration to see Mother Teresa have these qualities that I admired. And I think that when we live that way, and when we practice what we preach, right, we're not just talking a game, but we're actually doing something, which is undoubtedly what she did. When we're there, that's when we can make the biggest impact. Not just for those who we serve, but for those who see us, right? Because we're going to be judged by them, like it or not. We're going to be looked upon as either having it together or being a hypocrite, right? That's what it's going to boil down to. And if we have it together from a standpoint of others seeing our lifestyles and saying, wow, right? They're doing that. Now, prayer can change us and we can change things, right? We shouldn't pray for God to do something. We should ask, what are we supposed to do that's God's will that can make this change, that can make this impact? And I think that when we embrace that understanding and realize that, you know, it really is about us, and it really is, what did Jesus say? We would do greater things. Well, what did he mean by that, right? That as this continues forth, this Christian ethic of really caring about the least of these, and sometimes the ones that we like the least. And if we can realize that that is done, everything that we do is done in reflection to the way we would treat our Creator. Now that changes the whole playing field, right? How can we stand behind refusing anyone anything? You know, we think that, you know, we would be some kind of amazing first century Christian, that we would have had it all together, and, you know, we wouldn't have been the one sitting there chanting, crucify him. But we do it today to those we like the least, right? That's all we have time for this afternoon. Thank you for listening. I'm Leo Brown. Leo Brown, Almost Hour. God bless you.
Redbox Media invites you to bless the yes. Your designated parish, school, club, or nonprofit will receive 50% of all revenue from the sponsorships. To find out more about Bless the Yes, visit redboxmedia.com.